gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening, and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids, Kids of All Ages, All Stages, for Prevention of At-Risk Behaviors and All Mental Health Issues, including addictions, gambling, drugs, alcohol, internet addiction, all mental health issues. Mask offers a helpline. We are a referral agency. We are starting our 22nd year next week, Amir Tashem, 21 years. We just completing this week over 50,000 families that have attended our programs, reached out on our helpline that we've case managed, help giving them referrals, support groups, single parent programming, divorce families programming, all mental health issues, and prevention. We're in the yeshivas. We have programs in the schools with the staff, with the young adults, elementary and high school age students. We do online programs with other community agencies that we do trainings we offer in the community. So if you want a program, whether it's getting together with 5 or 10 other families, friends, in your home, we could bring a speaker for 10 or 20 moms in the home or dads in the home or couples together to talk about all parenting issues, or specifically, it could be about a topic, whether it's ADD, whether it's borderline personality, for ADD, for those that may not know, attention deficit disorder, whether it is bipolar, whether it is an addiction issue that you and your friends or neighbors have the same issues with children, or prevention, you want a parenting course for younger kids. You have kids first to fourth grade, and you want a great parenting course. Please call our confidential number at 718-758-0400 from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and we can try and get you the right clinician, the right speaker, the right rub for your community that you may want to host in your home or in your shul. We have some programs coming up, and as they come up, we will be announcing them on the air every Thursday night. And again, maybe you want to write down our number for yourself. Maybe it's for your neighbor, somebody you sit next to in shul. Our confidential number is 718-758-0400. And tonight, we have with us a colleague. I want to welcome you, Chaim Goldberg. Thank you for being on tonight. We are having him on. He is from the National Education Alliance for Borderline Personality Disorders, from the Family Connections Department. And I would like to welcome you on tonight, Chaim. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rachama, for having me, and thank you for Mask's amazing work in our community and for taking care of the families and loved ones that need the help that you're able to provide them.
Thank you. Of course, I always say that I cannot do this alone. With my wonderful staff, we are able to help families, and we're there for the families, just like you focus on the family connections with loved ones that suffer from borderline personality disorder. So let's get right to it. why don't you tell us, my listeners, about the Family Connections Program and, in general, what is the Family Connections Program?
Okay, I would be glad to do that. Family Connections is a program from the NEABPD, borderlinepersonalitydisorder.org is the website, and this is a course that was designed by professionals for families of the person who's affected or suffering from borderline personality disorder. Now, people who have a diagnosed disease are able to get, or disorder, are able to get medical assistance and medical help, mental health services. The family members of those suffering often find themselves alone and looking to organizations such as MASC for assistance and trying to figure out how to manage the day-to-day situations. Family Connections was a course that was designed by professionals to be led by family members and loved ones of BPD sufferers so that we can help each other to be able to learn how to regulate our own feelings and manage the situations that we find ourselves in around our loved one so that we can have a more pleasant and stable life at home.
Yes, families that live with somebody with borderline personality disorder, it can become very difficult. And, you know, the instability of the moods and their behaviors, and it is a mental illness, and there are very, you know, many people with borderline personality disorder that function just fine on the outside sometimes and not at home, and sometimes the reverse. But, and we want to do mention there's a high rate of self-injury or suicidal attempts when there are severe cases with borderline personality disorder. So I want to talk about the importance of the family. At MASC, we always offer hope. Our idea is that parents should learn different, you know, get different tools in their toolbox when dealing with family mental health issues. So let's talk about what are the meetings like when you would do a Family Connections program and they do have a meeting before we speak about the details of how to become part of the meeting. What would a parent going to a meeting or a spouse or a sibling gain from attending the meeting? How are they designed?
Excellent. So the purpose of the meetings is multifold. We're going to be learning specific skills. Most of them are derived from DBT, dialectic behavioral therapy. And those skills will help us figure out how to manage the situations that we find ourselves in. We're going to learn to recognize our own emotions and to catch ourselves before we get caught in the kind of thinking that our affected loved one might have, in order to make better decisions, more central-minded decisions that will allow us to manage situations better. So the 12-week course would entail basically a mixture of learning the skills, demonstrating the skills, and talking about people's questions about them, and then also part of the interaction is also people talking about their individual life circumstances and how they've managed relative to the skills or relative to just things that are happening at home. This is a fantastic opportunity for someone who may not have another safe place to be able to talk about what's on their mind, to be able to vent a little bit and to get ideas from people who've successfully learned how to manage their family member who's suffering from a similar situation.
So it's very important that our listeners know how confidential and supportive the environment is. And the same at MASC, our groups, our Tuesday night group, Dr. Tricia Tia, for instance, runs, facilitates actually. You know, there are 35 parents, 40 parents could be sitting in a room together, and they all end up sharing, and it's a very confidential, safe, and supportive environment. So the same with your group and the Family Connections Program that MASC and the NEABPD organization is putting out there, making available for the FROM community, is going to be very, very confidential and supportive environment. So nobody has to worry about when they come there who will know what's going to be said there. Only the people there are going to be aware. Everything that goes on in the room stays in the room. And you take that, you make that commitment to the confidentiality before the meeting starts and at the end of the meeting, that nobody shares anything that goes on in the room. So at the beginning, sometimes when people attend a mask group, you know, whether it's Sarah Kahan, Dr. Twersky's group, or whichever group they may be attending, Hyatt Chan, which is a single-parent group, or a divorced father's group, whatever group it is, there is a very important piece that has to be said at the beginning and end of it, each group, and that is the confidentiality. So that's very important. And then, of course, the supportive environment. Nobody should go through any of these issues alone. And the benefit of this program that Chaim is discussing today, the Family Connections Program for Borderline Personality Disorder, the benefit is that the trainers that train in these programs combine real-life experience that they themselves have been going through and have been trained and have been attending their own groups for a very long time. Many times it could be for years and it could be for months of just learning how to train for the group. So this is an excellent opportunity for families to educate them correctly on the borderline personality disorder. They offer the research. They offer skills training. They do relationship mindfulness. They teach you how to communicate. They validate your feelings. And there's so much more, Chaim. Do you want to go on about the details, please?
Absolutely. One of the things you touched on I really want to speak out is the idea of validation and how important that is, both in dealing with the affected person with borderline personality disorder as well as the loved ones. We sometimes forget, as relatives and family members of someone suffering from borderline personality disorder, that we also have rights and we also have feelings. And this affects us as well, and that's something that we're going to focus on in this group, learning how to manage our feelings and our needs alongside that of the person that we're trying to provide relief for. Because you're absolutely right. We also need to be validated, and we need to have a safe environment where we have the opportunity to both vent our feelings and to understand that we're not evil for wanting to worry about our own things while we have a disaffected loved one.
Yes. I'm just want to describe to our listeners about the program what we had in mind of doing either is two courses that are going to be available. So anyone interested in finding out the details, please call the MASC helpline at 718-758-0400, and we will then connect you to the National Education Alliance, Chaim, directly, who represents them, who will be the one that will be part of the presentation and the trainings. So anyone interested in attending any of the trainings, please call MASC from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and we can give you all the details of the program. But just to give you a short idea about it briefly would be that it would be either, you have two choices, one would be two Sundays, afternoons from 10 to 4, and the other choice would be 2 hours once a week for 12 weeks. So both those programs are available for family members, professionals to sign up. And if you're an intern, if you're a social work intern, and you're in school and you want to sign up, feel free to call MASC. Take this in addition to what you're learning in school. And very often, Chaim, isn't it so that there are many therapists that resist dealing with borderline personality disorder, being that it's such a serious psychological and psychosocial disorder that a lot of therapists really have difficult dealing or relating to these members of society. And I was wondering your feelings on that and experiences.
Right. Well, I would like to just make sure that everyone understands. I'm not a clinician. I'm not trained. I'm not licensed, and I don't claim to be. I don't even play one on television. But as a person who grew up with a borderline mother, Allah Shalom, I know exactly what many of you are going through. At least I can relate to many of those people's feelings. And yes, there is definitely some stigma inside the community, but in terms of the mental health community, there's some serious stigma associated with borderline personality disorder. There's a lot of old research, which many clinicians are stuck with, and the latest research definitely indicates it is absolutely a treatable condition. A cure is a hard thing to declare on somebody. You know, it's not like the kind of sickness where you can just measure it with a test and now it's all over and we're all good. But in terms of a clinical diagnosis, people do fall out of the diagnosis when they're able to learn the skills in order to handle their various issues, and they would no longer be diagnosed as borderline. But there is some serious stigma. Some mental health professionals feel that it's just too much work to deal with somebody borderline, particularly when borderline person needs a lot of attention. They may attempt to make lots of phone calls or emails or texts outside of therapy, which is difficult for the clinician to have to manage. Things like that make it a difficult patient to have to manage. And again, we're all human, right? Even mental health professionals realize that if you don't see success when you're working with someone, you kind of lose interest in trying to keep trying and keep trying. And we understand that, but the person suffering needs help, and their family members need help, and the rest of us have to figure out what we could do in order to provide that help.
I am. You want to tell the good news to everyone about, is there a fee? Because I'm sure people are wondering, how much would this cost to take this program?
Well, you're all very much in luck that I'm well employed in a completely different field that's not aligned with the mental health field at all. And this course is offered by the NEA-BPD at no cost, none at all. They make the request that somebody who signs up for the course make a voluntary donation, a very modest voluntary donation of $50 if they're able to. But if they're not able to, we don't hold anyone back for cost-related reasons. Of course, it's a 501c3 charitable foundation. You're welcome to make donations whether you attend the course or not. But there is no cost for the event. We will find venues to host it for no cost, and there's no cost for you as an attendant to come and learn as much as you can about how to have the skills to help yourself and your loved one.
And talk about for those professionals that understand, or, you know, not everybody knows the difference between EMDR, DBT. Those are, you know, skills-trained-based, you know, therapy styles. So can you tell me which one is used in your program, please?
Absolutely. So there are a lot of different ways of potentially treating someone with borderline personality disorder. It seems that the current gold standard of treatment is dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT, and that's a therapy where we're going to deal very much with emotions and rational thinking and trying to figure out how to do things like validate the valid while invalidating the invalid statements that our loved one might be making. We might learn how to manage our emotions in terms of how to keep ourselves from being dysregulated and how to more effectively speak to our loved one when they're dysregulated. And this is a very easy skills-based course to learn, in the sense that it doesn't matter if you have professional training or not. Anyone can be taught how to make the kinds of decisions in watching themselves and in their own personal reactions to things to know how to be more effective in all communications. And frankly, myself, I've noticed that the skills that I've been able to learn, and I'm still learning, have helped me in lots of interactions with non-BPD, non-diagnosed people, in terms of knowing how to watch when your emotions are escalating, even be it with a chavrusa or with a spouse or with a child, in order to be a more effective speaker, in order that the person you're speaking to should understand what it is that you're feeling, in order to validate what the person speaking feels so that they can de-escalate that emotional response.
I'm wondering if you want to make it more personal, and before you learned that borderline personality disorder, how it affected you in your personal life, or your siblings, or when you found BPD, family connections, you know, what happened, what went off in your brain, in your head, that said, wow, is this what I've been, you know, dealing with all these years that I had no idea?
Right. Well, thankfully, I didn't have to go through a whole lot of work myself in this area because I have a younger sister who was always the initiative taker in the family. And yes, that does happen. Even us firstborns sometimes have younger siblings who are smarter and more motivated at things. And she did a ridiculous amount of research and work with mental health professionals to try to understand herself, how she was managing things and the concerns that she had. And it became pretty clear when someone had suggested that my mother, Allah Shalom, had likely suffered from BPD, or at least seems to have many of the symptoms that the DSM recognizes as being symptoms of borderline personality disorder. That was very helpful for us as children, as non-BPD children of a suffering person, to kind of learn the skills that we need to catch in ourselves and the mistakes in thinking that we may have grown up with, and try to realign that in order to be more effective and happier in our lives. And my sister has been giving this course for the NEABPD for several years, and she's actually excellent at it. And no, it's not just because we're related, because everything she does isn't perfect, but it happens to be she's excellent at it. And if you lived in Manhattan, that would be an option for you. For the people in Brooklyn, there was no course for the NEABPD in Brooklyn, and hopefully we'll be able to state up this Families Connections course shortly in Brooklyn, or in Queens. But she took the course, and she gave the course for many years, and in order to try to bring this material to the FRM community in a more directed way, the head of the NEABPD, Dr. Perry Hoffman, had reached out and asked if somebody might be able to find from people who'd be interested in taking the course, learning the material, and then potentially giving it over to people, and that sounded right up my alley. And that's why we're here.
And that's why we are partnering together to destigmatize the issue. And, you know, borderline is so stigmatized in the mental health field, and all mental health issues, and MASC, along with First Lady Shalane McRae, our Mayor de Blasio, are working so hard to work through reducing stigma on all mental health issues, including addiction. So I do want to say that Yash Koach to you for working with this topic, with this mental illness of borderline personality disorder. And it isn't an easy topic. We know that families suffer for years before they figure out that it is a topic. So it's really important to not be alone anymore, not always being in a crisis, having someone to share your issue with, network with other family members, other people. I mean, the Family Connections course has been around for a while now and has done amazing research, and the course really changes families' lives and enables them to learn practical skills to communicate better. So, and of course, like all support groups, offer hope to families in a seemingly endless despair and pain. So, Chaim, what is the message you want to leave our listeners with before we get ready to close up, please?
I would just like anyone who's listening to know your loved one doesn't need to have a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder for you to get the help that would benefit you in learning skills to be able to manage your emotions and your interactions with that person, because everyone deserves to have a happy and stable life. And if you can bring that into your own and to other people, that's a wonderful thing indeed.
So for those that are just coming on now towards the end of our show, I want to mention again that we have on tonight Chaim Goldberg from the National Educational Alliance for Borderline Personality Disorders in the Family Connections Department, and that's a skill-based program that offers a lifeline to families facing the challenges of BPD, and anyone that wants to take a free, yes, you heard me, free course, a 12-week free course, 2 hours once a week, or a 2-Sunday course from 10 to 4 to Sundays, please call the MASC office at 718-758-0400. And for all mental health issues or prevention, or you have an issue, whether it's molestation, whether it's drugs, alcohol, gambling, whether it's any mental health issue, don't wait until it becomes a big problem. Call when your children are younger. You have a learning disability, something that's bothering a child, very young age, fourth grade, third grade, fifth grade. Don't wait until it becomes a problem. Call the MASC helpline, and we will give you many different referrals to try and help you get the help that you may need for your loved one, for your family, your sibling, your spouse, or write down our number for your neighbor, and that is 718-758-0400. And please go on to our website, maskparents.org. Please help us continue to do the work we do at MASC. And we are starting our 22nd year next week, Mitzvah Shem, over 50,000 families. So help us continue this most important work to help the community, help the Klal, and reduce stigma. Thank you, Chaim. Thank you so much for sharing your commitment to families with borderline personality disorder and your own personal journey with a family member, a loved one, your mom. May her neshama have an aliyah. Thank you for being on with us tonight.
Thank you, Rachama. Thank you to MASC, and many, many wishes for many, many more years for all of you.
Amen. Good things. And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a wonderful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
Traffkick has the best deals in town on all your phone and communications needs. Unlimited Europe is only $10 a day. Buy any two Israeli rentals and get 10% off. Big selection of kosher phones at discounted prices. Let Traffkick take care of your car rentals worldwide with VIP drop-off. Travel insurance is also available. Traffkick not only has the best prices in town, but their service is unsurpassed. See for yourself. Call them. Call Traffkick at 718-633-4545. Again, that's 718-633-4545 or at 1334 43rd Street in Borough Park. Traffkick, great deals and fantastic service. 718-633-4545.
Focus Camera, family-owned and operated, has been serving the community for over 50 years. Now in their newly renovated store at 895 McDonald Avenue in the heart of Brooklyn, Focus offers the biggest selection of top-notch brands from leading manufacturers, a dedicated staff of industry experts, and a reputation for professional excellence in photography. In fact, Focus is the only authorized camera dealer in Brooklyn. And now Focus Camera offers a lot more than just cameras, videos, TVs, and audio. Please be sure to check out their major appliances collection with all the top brands and hundreds of instant rebates. Free shipping is available. Focus Camera is at 895 McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn. Can't make it to the store? Call them at 718-437-8829 for live chat support and friendly customer service. That's 718-437-8829 or online at focuscamera.com.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.